In 2014, over 50 years since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s renowned I Have a Dream speech, many people are still striving to make his dream a reality. Marvin Roberts, Assistant Vice President for Student Engagement and Diversity at Utah State University, is one of those individuals. Roberts participated in USU's annual celebration of Dr. King's life, held on the National Icon's birthday, with the hopes of spreading the word about Dr. King's message.
It's not just about the I Have a Dream speech. Most people, when they think of Dr. King, obviously they think of the March on Washington and that the I Have a Dream speech. But Dr. King was about justice and equality, not only for people of color, but also for poor people, for employment for people in this country, for equal pay for folks in this country.
Roberts, whose job focuses not only on helping students to have the best experience possible at the university, but also in creating access for different groups, believes preparing students for engaging with people of all backgrounds is key for success in today's world.
In order to be successful in working and managing and leading those folks, you have to know a little more than their language. You have to know their culture. You have to know where they've come from and truly understand that.
Roberts was an undergraduate student at Utah State University from 1967 to 1971 and says he has seen some positive changes at the university. Though there has been much progress, Roberts says it is still a challenge at Utah schools to get African American students to take advantage of the educational opportunities here, with less than 1% of USU undergraduate population constituting students of color. Robert seeks to increase those numbers and continue to create access to educational opportunities for students of color.
I think Dr. King would be pleased to see things like whether it's Logan, Utah at Utah State University or City College in New York City or UCLA in Los Angeles to have folks of color enjoy the fruits of quality education all over the country.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day was known as Human Rights Day in Utah until 2000, when the state legislature changed the name to recognize the civil rights leader. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.